This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, it's fitting that you, my daughter Abby, is my guest host this morning as Tammy is on vacation. I can't think of anybody better, you know, of course, your sister's included in that, to talk about what happened yesterday when everyone's world was interrupted, whether they liked it or not, by the Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce engagement announcement. Now, to be clear, they have been engaged for a couple of weeks, but they made it official yesterday by posting it on Instagram.
IG official.
So this was a perfect day, Abby, for Swifties. A perfect day, because you got to see your hero finally find the love that she's been looking for her entire life, and with a person that every Swiftie was on board with from day one, correct? After all of her mishaps and life mistakes that everybody goes through, that everybody makes. So you had that going for you. And you also had the fact that those who don't care and don't like these two people were so irritated yesterday by being inundated with the news. So you were bothering the anti-Swifties as well. You had the perfect day yesterday.
I really did. Sorry to the haters, but she is happy. It was like the craziest morning.
So Reese Witherspoon posted something yesterday, which I think you can relate to. I know you can relate to it. I talked to you as soon as it happened. Reese Witherspoon said, anybody else's workday go to you-know-what because of this announcement?
God.
You were at work. You have two coworkers who are also Swifties. How was your workday the rest of the day? And I'm being serious. Was it affected by the news?
So when it happened, we were in a meeting, and I had put my phone on the table as to not be distracted, because I'm the note taker of the meetings. And so I go to the bathroom, still don't have my phone. I come back, and my coworker Lucy, shout out Lucy, she like pointed to a text on her laptop, and I just thought it was like some hot goss. Little did I know, hottest goss of the century.
Some hot goss?
Yeah, hot gossip.
And it turned out to be the what the?
Hottest goss of the century.
The hottest goss
and
of the century.
And it just said, like, Taylor and Travis are engaged. And I was like, what? And then like, a Page Six article was like, per Instagram. And I was like, literally pull up Instagram right now, because I don't have Instagram. So she pulls up Instagram. We look at the post. And I was like, oh, my God. And then, like, my other coworker, Margo, shout out Margo, came over. And we were like all freaking out. Then our office manager, Anita, shout out Anita, comes over.
I believe you are shouting them out when you say their name, but go ahead.
So she was freaking out. And then our boss, Adam, shout out Adam. He was like, okay, we're going to have to stop the meeting, obviously. He's like, we're going to have to stop the meeting, obviously. This is insane. So we stopped the meeting. Like,
you literally stopped your work meeting.
We literally stopped the meeting so we could like process this.
Oh my goodness.
For probably like a good 45 minutes. And we had only been going for like 30. This is going to be the new thing of like, where were you when you found out Travis and Taylor were engaged? Like, I'm not kidding. I'm not joking.
Oh, your Jessica's laughing.
You guys think I'm kidding, but I know, it's true. I don't think,
that's the thing. The weird thing is you're not kidding. Many, many Swifties are feeling exactly what you're describing, and a lot of other people are just angry.
Like, okay, what are you angry about? People being in love?
Okay, all right, yes. Well, let's not preach. I will just say this. If you stop and take the time to type, "I don't care" in comments, I'm sorry, you clearly do care. All right, get your stuff together because you have to get prepared to take on a listener in Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge featuring my daughter, Abby. And everybody who plays this week is qualified to go to Vegas to see Blake Shelton. We'll put you up for a couple nights. We'll pay for your gas, too. Qualify for that right now by taking on my daughter, Abby, in Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Coming up next, John and Abby, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Probably putting me to voicemail because she's working.
Oh. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
You're lucky I'm on my lunch break.
I know. Have you heard the news?
Yeah, I feel like I'm dreaming. I felt lightheaded.
That was my Swiftie daughter, Julia, in Minneapolis. Abby, my oldest, is coincidentally my co-host this morning. Mm-hmm. When I found out that your hero, Taylor Swift, was engaged to Travis Kelce, I called you both instantly because you guys are my Swifties, my mm-hmm. daughters. We've been to a handful of Taylor Swift shows together since you were little.
Mm-hmm.
And your sister had the same reaction that you had. Just pure adulation and joy. And it's hilarious because there are so many people who are Swifties that felt exactly the way you felt. Your Aunt Gina, my sister, Judge Gina, she is on board because she loves Travis Kelce so much. She was ecstatic about it. And yet there were a lot of other people who are so triggered by this news. So as we mentioned earlier, it's a perfect day for Swifties because your queen is happy and those who hate are pissed. It's a win-win for you.
Yeah. And, you know, the craziest thing, I still haven't talked to Julia on the phone
what?
About this.
Oh, my
yeah.
goodness. Well, you got some work
to
do.
Gina also.
Okay. Well, let me ask you a question. Maybe to summarize what you're feeling.
Okay.
You've been listening to Taylor Swift since Taylor was 15. She's how old now?
She's 35. 36 in December.
Okay, 35. So you've been listening to her for most of your life,
mm-hmm.
since Taylor was 15.
Mm-hmm.
So you grew up with this person, watched
yeah.
her live her life, and she's been very honest about the life that she's led through her music. So that is obviously the connection. You also recently just got done being a maid of honor for someone that you went to high school with. So you've known this girl a good portion of your life as well. You went through trials and tribulations together. You saw relationships succeed and fail. And finally had closure just last week, watching her as her maid of honor get married. Was that the same feeling that you had when you found out that Taylor Swift was engaged yesterday? Because you are invested in both.
Yeah, good question. It did feel very similar and also very weird. I actually talked about Taylor Swift in my maid of honor speech.
Of course.
Okay,
you
okay,
did.
Before you go, yeah, okay, whatever. It actually does make sense. So the reason I shouted it out is because my best friend Alex, shout out Alex, we met when we were teenagers because our boyfriends at the time were friends. That's the only reason we met. We didn't go to the same school. And Taylor and Selena Gomez met when they were teenagers because they were dating Nick and Joe Jonas. So I said that in my speech. Yeah, it was the whole thing.
It really does all come full circle, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah, it's crazy.
Okay, well, I know how happy you are. And as a matter of fact, you're so happy. What did you bring with you?
I brought cookies to celebrate. I know Dad has had Taylor Swift's actual homemade cookies.
Well, that's a good story. Thank you for bringing that up. When Tam and I were at the CMAs years and years ago, we didn't win. Good Lord. We all know that story. But we were there and we were interviewing Taylor Swift and it was the day that Red came out. This is how long ago this was. It was the day Red came out and Taylor Swift, being pure Taylor Swift, baked cookies for us for the interview. So that's why
so
you brought
sweet.
Cookies with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, so I brought cookies
all right.
to celebrate because right. you got to celebrate the little things in life or the big things. I
okay.
hope you enjoy.
I've enjoyed this whole day immensely.
I hope the haters stay mad.
Okay. You know, you may have just come up with a new slogan for John and Tammy.
Yeah.
We hope the haters stay mad. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.